From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Deliberate plane crash to have lasting effect on industry. Indications that the co-pilot of a Germanwings flight deliberately brought down the plane en route from Barcelona to Dusseldorf Tuesday could have an impact on the airline industry. The crash investigation now focuses on the co-pilot's possible motives for destroying the aircraft and killing 150 people. Zlatica Hoke has this story.
Flight recordings indicate that Lubitz most likely locked the pilot out of the cockpit before deliberately ramming the aircraft into a mountain. The investigation so far has revealed that Lubitz had a period of depression, which forced him to take a six-month break from flight training. Before resuming the training, he passed physical and psychological tests. Experts say that crash makes it clear the procedures are inadequate.
The aptitude tests will have to be revised. The psychological part will have to be extended massively.
German aviation expert Harald Stocker says a deliberate plane crash will affect the commercial airline industry as profoundly as the September 11 terrorist attacks did in 2001. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Al-Shabaab militants are claiming responsibility for an attack on a major hotel in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, that killed at least five people. Witnesses say Friday's attack against the Maka al-Marakurama Hotel began when a bomb exploded, followed by at least three gunmen storming the building. Guri Haji Hassan is co-owner and manager of the hotel. He tells VOA the gunmen entered the facility through the back door after detonating the bomb. This is VOA News. Fighter jets are striking rebel targets in Yemen for a second consecutive day as part of a Saudi Arabia-led regional effort to oust the Shiite Houthi group that has taken over much of that country. Coalition warplanes pounded military bases and other rebel-held targets in and around the capital, Sana'a, Friday, according to officials and witnesses. Military officials also said airstrikes targeted the northern province of Sa'ada, home to the Houthi rebels. Saudi military officials have declared the first phase of the bombing campaign to be successful. U.S. federal law enforcement agents arrested two suburban Chicago men accused of trying to join ISIS overseas while also plotting attacks in the United States. As Kane Farabaugh reports from the Midwest state of Illinois.
To his sister, Monchaniqua Bates, 22-year-old Hassan Edmonds, and his cousin, 29-year-old Jonas Edmonds, were quiet introverts.
They stick to themselves. They're funny. As we would say, they're kind of weird.
But a Department of Justice investigation claims the pair wanted to support the Islamic State militant group and plotted to attack a military base in northern Illinois.
It's shocking that somebody that that isn't within our own ranks would allegedly plan such deeds.
Illinois National Guard Public Affairs Director Lieutenant Colonel Brad Layton says Hassan Edmonds was a soldier assigned to Gulf Company of the 634th Brigade Support Battalion. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Joliet, Illinois.
People in Sierra Leone have been told to stay at home this weekend as authorities make another attempt to stop the Ebola epidemic that has claimed more than 3,000 lives in the country. The national lockdown announced by the government began Friday and runs through Sunday evening. During that time, health workers will go door-to-door to look for hidden Ebola patients and remind people how to prevent the spread of the deadly virus. Alfred Paolo Conte, who heads the country's Ebola Response Center, told reporters that health workers also aim to fight complacency. Ebola has infected an estimated 12,000 people in Sierra Leone, more than in any other country. The U.S. economy expanded at a 2.2% annual pace in October, November, and December of 2014, which is much slower than growth in the previous quarter. A government report issued Friday says lower federal spending and rising imports restrained growth. The analysis is a final version of the fourth quarter growth figures based on the most complete data. The figures surprised many economists who had predicted slightly higher growth for the last few months of the year. The report also shows the growth rate fell for all of 2014 to be around 2.4%. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.